preparation for the 3 weeks. Achana. I think it's interesting to point out that every chag that we have, which is supposed to teach us something, every chag is supposed to have its effect on us, is actually not as long as the time that's designated for Avelus and Churban HaBayis. Sukkot, Pesach, a week, Hanukkah, 8 days. Here it's a period in a person's life, 3 weeks worth. It's almost an entire month devoted, dedicated to Avelus on the Churban HaBayis. I'd like to understand, I'd like to learn with you, I'd like to give you an understanding of what is the Avelus, what's required of us. Right? For 3 weeks of a person's life, you're doing something, I think we should know what we're doing. So if you ask somebody, what is 3 weeks, Maza Shlosha Shvot, and the answer is, Litabel Achuban Habayit. That's what you would say. If you look at the Eicha, and I told this to you in past years as well, the Eicha talks very little about the Beis HaMikdash. Eicha Yosha Vodod Ha'ir Abatiyom. It's about the city, Yerushalayim. Most of the Psukim refer to the Churban, the desecration of Yerushalayim, the Galut of Yerushalayim. And even if now and then the Pasuk brings in Yadei Parasar Ka Machmadeha, but that's only in reference to Yerushalayim, the Machmadim of Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash is brought in sometimes, not often, but a little bit, as what Yerushalayim lost. The Eicha should have been the Churban HaBayis. We should have cried about the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that we cry and bemoan Yerushalayim? Maybe more so than we bemoan Churban HaBayis. I would have expected, especially, when was Yerushalayim captured? Yerushalayim was captured 3 weeks before it was starting the siege, Shivasa Betamus. So how about Tisha B'Av itself? Tisha B'Av itself is definitely the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Tisha B'Av, so Vadai, the Beis HaMikdash. So how come on Tisha B'Av, the Eicha is all about Yerushalayim? It should have been about the Churban. Elitzion Ve'areha. You say Elitzion, they have it? You don't have this pute? Okay, this is the theme of the keynote. Elitzion ve'areha. Whoa! Cry, Tzion, and its surrounding cities. Elitzion ve'areha. What about the Beis HaMikdash? Again, it seems like the crying on Tisha B'Av is about Tzion. It's about Yerushalayim. How come it's not about the Beis HaMikdash and the focus is on Yerushalayim? The Sheila Me'od Me'od Tova, Me'od Nechutza, right? Shouldn't the folks, at least I'll tell you right, Shivasa B'Tamiz, they surrounded Yerushalayim. Good. But Tisha B'Av for surely was Beis HaMikdash, right? And even on Tisha B'Av, the keynote and the Eicha is bemoaning what? Yerushalayim. Let me ask you another question. Kol HaMisabel al Yerushalayim. Remember the end of the Gemara? Zoche v'roe b'nechamata. Tell me, is Zoche v'roe present or future? What is the word Zoche? Zoche means? I'm not so sure. truthfully, it could mean present and future. There's two ways how to read the word zochah v'ro'eh. It could be v'ro'eh in the future. But if you really wanted to stress future, you could have said yiske v'yira. What is the lashon of zochah v'ro'eh b'nechamata? Kol ha-mitabel al Yerushalayim zochah v'ro'eh. If I ask you, say clearly, yiske. V'niske v'nire tov avracha l'shnei yemot ha-mashiach l'chayei olam haba. Don't say v'zoch v'roi, it says v'niske v'nire, in the future. So why over here, Shkai, why over here does it say v'che, as if it means now? And the Mepharshim say, some Mepharshim learn, it means now. Yeah, but how do you have the Necham of Tzion now? Still destructive. Second question, why does it say Kol HaMitabel Al Ye Kol HaMitabel Al HaMikdash? Why does it use a lashon of again Avelut of Yerushalayim? This again proves my point. For some reason the focus of the Avelut is on Yerushalayim and not the Beis HaMikdash. And what does it mean Zocheh now? Maybe you could say Zochem means in the future, but if you learn Zochem means now, how does it mean? What's the understanding of now? How can it be Zochem v'ro'eh now? To answer these questions, we have to fully and properly understand what is the Avelut. What is it? So let me tell you what is the Bet HaMikdash. And if we understand maybe what the Bet HaMikdash is, then we'll understand what we are being metabel, and maybe why we're not metabel so much on the Bet HaMikdash. If you'd like, I gave you the sheets. They're there. You can take out the Nefesh HaChayim. Says the Nefesh HaChayim the following. L'chein ha'adam me'am ha'kaydish. Every person from am ha'kaydish. She'koylu gamkin kol tzidre bereishis v'tzidre ha'makad. Every Jew has in himself all the bria. We spoke this. A person is called an olam katan, a small world. Klal ha'bria kula. Hu gamkin dugmas v'tavnis ha'mikdash v'ha'mikshkan. So therefore he too is in the structure of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Mechuvin is Kashrus Pirkei Avara v'Gidav Chol Kol Chaysav, and each part of his body has a parallel in the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The arms, the legs, the heart. Of course, the heart would be the Kashe Kedashim, the heart, right? Lezot says Reb Chaim V'Lozhina, therefore, Harekivade Ike Inyan HaKodesh V'HaMikdash Shri HaShchinasi is Baruch. Hu ha'adam. The main thing is the person. You want to know what the Beis HaMikdash? It's not the Beis HaMikdash, it's the person. Shem yiskadish atzmoy kiroyu, because if a person sanctifies himself properly, b'kiyum ha'mitzvos, shem tluim gam kein b'sharoshim b'pirkei evrei ha'shir, v'zeh she'omru, oh I'm sorry, then he brings the Gemara, v'shachanti b'soicham, b'soicha ilay ne'mar, ela b'soicham. Hashem doesn't dwell in the Mikdash, but he dwells b'tocham among Klal Yisrael. Kisser v'yishloim al derech zakosav asli Mikdash. Ani marai oischa. Now the last, I don't know if he did the second side. Did the second side? Ula darkenu. He did the second side. Okay. Ula darkenu. According to this, says Reb Chaim V'Loshe, yishloim al. Those are famous words of the Reb Chaim V'Lozhina. My intent was not the Mikdash Chitzoni, the Mikdash, the physical, the outer one, but rather the Mikdash Pnimi. Now you're going to find this language in all the literature about Tisha B'Av. Mikdash Chitzoni and Mikdash Pnimi. Mikdash Panimi is the person himself, his inside, his nefesh, his neshama. And therefore, Va'asali Mikdash is going actually more on the inner Mikdash, the Shachanti B'Saycha, in the inner Mikdash, than the Beis HaMikdash. I told you over many times, Charedim, beautiful poetry. He wrote beautiful, he was a Rishon. He wrote beautiful poetry. So one of his poetic poems, Bilvadi Mishkan Evne, in my heart I shall build a Mishkan. Lahadar Kivodo, for Hashem's beauty. Well, the Mishkan Mizbeach Asim, and to this Mishkan I shall put a Mizbeach, Lekarni Hoidai. Well, a carbon akriv lo yis nafshi hayechida, and as a carbon I will sacrifice my soul. The mikdash pnimi. This is the literature that the Rishonim, the Achrayim speak about, the inner mikdash as opposed to the outer mikdash. Okay. So the inner mikdash is more important. That's the tachlit, more than the outer one. So Maybe, Klal Yisrael could survive technically without the outer mikdash. Who says they even need the outer mikdash? Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, writes this clearly. If you take it to Darash Moshe, he explains the pasuk always ties together the Shabbos and the building of the mikdash and fearing the mikdash. Eshab soisai tishmoyu. That's Mikdashi Tiro. Right? The Torah puts together the Mikdash and the Shabbos. What's the connection? Says Ramesha Gavali Gavard, Venira, Shehu Inyan Acher, Shlo Yilmad Mirabe Hanachrim Lavidas Hashem Yisbarach. You know, the Goyim also have religion. But their religion is a lot different than ours. It's not too much more than church. Right? It's not a code of life. It's not the way they live in the home or in the street. They come Sunday to worship in the church, right? And in their home, says Ramesha, they could do all the worst behaviors of the world. So what makes them religious? When they come the once a week to the church, that's then they become religious. That's what makes them religious. You hear? Bahatmuna Yishlahem, and the pictures, right? They come and they see Jesus, Mary, Mithal, right? They cover their head.
Open their
whatever they do, I'm sorry, I didn't know you'd know so much about it. Whatever it is, the point being, that when they come to church, all of a sudden they become, you know, God fearing. The minute they leave the church, you know, it's from week to week, mishavua shavua, right? Like Yom Kippur zead Yom Kippur abba, right? Shehem kala. So what happens? Ubayim mizel lechal yira vetzleinu, but by us, afshet tzarch liram in hamikdash. It's true we have to fear the Beis Hamikdash, but remember the Shabbos. Pirish, the Gemara explains, don't be afraid of the Mikdash, but be afraid of the one who told you to make the Mikdash, which is Hashem. So therefore, our avoda is not only the Mikdash, our avoda is always, it's Hashem, it has nothing to do with the Mikdash. So ikra avodaseinu hu ba'bayis hu ba'shuk. It's in the house and it's in the street. Bachleinu when we eat. Bachalasiyas tarkeinu. Ube mischareinu when we do work. Vavayidiseinu. Business and work. Veloin is tavinu klala bate knesses with sivu mamish. Says Ramesh, notice, it's interesting. The Torah never told us to make a bate knesses. You know, how come there's no tzivui to make a shul? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah.
Yeah,
Vasili Mikdash going on the Beis HaMikdash. How can we not say that? We should make Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrash. It should say it, should make it. But it doesn't say clear tzivui. The loin is tavinu klal al Batei Knesiyos b'tzivui mamish. V'af al Beis HaMikdash in tavinu hurak acher kol dover. And even the Beis HaMikdash, when did we have it? After we finished Mishpatim and Yisrael, right? At the end, Hashem says, okay, let's go make a Beis HaMikdash. The Shabbos and Yosik, because Shabbos is more important than Beis HaMikdash. Niflaha. Shabsoi Sai Tishmoiru. Shabbos, more important. You hear? Ubeloi Beis HaMikdash Anuchayim Zekarev Lutesha Esri Mea Shana. For 900 years, we're already living without a Beis HaMikdash. And we're very good kosher Jews. That was something wrong with the Eden. Beautiful, right? Rak shechasolanu malas Beis HaMikdash. The only thing is, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, which is this attribute, this malah. We feel very bad, true, but we can live without a Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael has done it for 900 years. 1900 years, we're doing it, it's all fine. Ava Beis HaMikdash b'loi toira. Ubat Knesiyas b'loi toira. Einoi klum. That's nothing. That's why the Pasuk says, ah, they built big shuls, but they don't go in it to learn. The Pasuk in Hosea. In our unfortunate situation, Nechshalim, we transgress. We pay more attention to the nice building. You know, a shul that's matzliach, it's a shul that has a nice exterior. And this unfortunately comes from where? It comes from the Goyim. Adonim shalanu, because we're captive in their land. You know what a shul is? Four walls and a chair and a baron kaidish. Not that fancy shul. Where does it say the shul has to be beautiful? Yeah? The shul has to be beautiful internally, not externally. Okay? The Beis HaMikdash pnimi, not the Beis HaMikdash chitzayin. And therefore, what happens? In case we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so be it. Not the end of the world. I know Rapam used to say over the same Yisod, based on the Shem Chaim Veloshna. It's okay, we could survive without a Beit HaMikdash. We could survive. So now I understand a little bit better why we don't make such a big Aveilut over the Etz and Beit HaMikdash. Very interesting, no? No? Unbelievable? So then what is the Aveilut? Yerushalayim. Okay. Why Yerushalayim? What is the Aveilut of Yerushalayim? If it's not the Beit HaMikdash, it's the Yerushalayim, so it's the people. That might be interesting because it's history. You know, Jews lost many, many people throughout the wars. You think the fact that Yerushalayim, many people were killed, that's what, not so posh. I'll explain to you how I know this. Echa yashavadad ha'ir rabati am. People, many people, right? Yashva Vadad, it sits alone. What is the word Rabati Am? Like it sounds like what you're saying. That what? That it has many, many people, and now it's alone. The Gemara's Darish a little different. The Gemara Darshins, Ha'ir Rabati Am, Rabas Hadeyos. If you bring it in, maybe it doesn't even bring it in. Darshu Chazal. That's a bring. Okay, Rabasi Rabas Hadeyos. No, it doesn't bring. It's a medrash. The medrash says Rabasi Am. What is Rabasi Am? Rabasi Am is Rabas Hadeyos. What is that? Has many, many, many minds. Rabat Hadeya. What is that? That's what? Brilliant mind. A lot of Chachma, maybe. Let's discuss Yerushalayim in the sense of Chachma. There's an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. call me sheyesh loy das ilu nivne beis hamikdash biyonos. Sounds interesting. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's Tzadik Beis. Go ahead. Rafi, look up the Gemara and don't close it after you finish. That's Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Beis. I don't remember. Aleph or Beis. Look it up. I think it's Aleph, brother. Call me. You understand what we're asking? What's so special about Jerusalem?
Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim.
What's so good about it? What's so...
Something was from our...
Oh, you can come and say, Yerushalayim, you know what's good about Yerushalayim? What's good about Yerushalayim is that it has a very nice song. Yerushalayim shel zahav. Is that what's so good about it? Or is Yerushalayim so good because in the Gemara brings down that they should make Yerushalayim so... They used to make a necklace of Akiva. The Gemara brings it down. If you're allowed to go out with Yerushalayim, the women are allowed to go out with them.
I think it was some land that was very important for Hashem.
Important for Hashem.
I don't know.
Makes a lot of sense what you say. Makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to teach you now a different point of what's so special about Yerushalayim. Ha'ir Rabati Am. What is Rabati Am? Rabat Hadeot. Rabat Deot. Mind. Intellectual. Chochma. Opinion.
Makoma Chochma?
Yeah, Makoma Chochma. Do you know that the Gemara speaks many times, Midrashim speak a lot, of Chochmas Yalde Yerushalayim? How brilliant they were. Oof. You chachamim, pikchim, geniuses, yeah? Geniuses. You found the Gemara? Read it. Very nice. If you're a smart guy, it's ki'ilu the Beis HaMikdash was created in your time. I ask you, what is the Gemara talking about? Oh, now I start to see a connection, huh? A person looks at Yerushalayim and he sees that what's so special about Yerushalayim and his das, Rabba Sadeo, there's wisdom in Yerushalayim. Oh, so whoever has whoever has das, whoever has brain, so ki'ilu bet hamikdash, ki'ilu nivna, as if it was created and reconstruction in his time. What does that mean? What's the inyan of das? How is the chisaron of Yerushalayim, meaning a chisaron of das, and whoever does have das, that's the tikkun, the fixing. Ilu nivne biyamas. You like it, Rabbi? Interesting Gemara. What is das? If you have das, it's ilu the beis hamikdash of nivne biyamecha. Let me tell you what I think the pshat is, Rabbi Say. There's an interesting pasuk in Eicha. B'mchshakim hoshivani Hashem kimeisei oilam. Hashem, you put me in darkness. Choshech kimeisei oilam, like the dead people of the world. This is Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav. Now let me ask you a question. You know Mason from a different world? I just want to know, maybe is there such a thing as a planet? Maybe it has to do with the Mars. The Mason of Zigor, what's it called? What's the planets over there? Venus. Venus. Huh?
Pluto.
Pluto? No, I'm saying from the comics over there. No? Venus. Okay. Alright, Planet of the Apes. Okay. So it's Mason of the Planet of the Apes. Is that what you're referring to? What does it mean, Mason Oilam? What? Where do you want Mason from? Mason from a different world. What world do you want it from? I was thinking. I found from Lekach Toiv. There's a medrash called Lekach Toiv. It says there's two types of Mason. There's a mace that's not here, and there's a mace that is here. He's part of the world still. suma. When someone is blind, he's called a mace. So he's mace the oilam. He's mace of the world.
Ani.
Ani is chashiv kemace, right? But suma is also chashiv kemace. Therefore, mace the oilam, the dead of this world, not the dead of. So that means dark. B'mchshakim hashivani. So you know what I thought to myself? It's a metaphor for something very deep. What is galus? What is galus? And the answer is galus is dark. What is dark? Is it dark in the sense that it's scary? Is it dark in the sense that it's depressing? Or is it dark in the sense Shayev Shalivot, you can't see.
Don't worry.
It's blinding. You know, night has many, many things that it brings available. One thing it could bring is that it's depressing. One thing is that it's scary. Right? It's frightening. Also, you can't see. Night is dark. You can't see. Hashem, you put me in darkness. Choshech. That darkness is bilbul, confusion. I don't see. You don't see what's right in front of you. A person sees like this cataracts. Doesn't see. You can't see. That's meisei oilam, the blindness of the world. Doesn't have to be literally blind. It doesn't even have to mean meisei oilam that he's a suma. It's a metaphor for suma, blind. The whole world is blind. It's an expression like an iver ha'hoylech b'chayshich. Hamemashmesh, that he's looking around the dark. The whole world is that. Even those that see are like that. The Bein Hashem, after the galut, after the churban, this is what we had. B'mchshakim hoshivani Hashem. Bochoy tifke. Balayla. Cry, you should cry at night. Why at night? What's wrong if you cry by day? Why does it have to be Bocho Yisifke Balayla? Well, Tisha B'Av is only at night. Tisha B'Av is by day too. And the answer, many mufarshim say different things, but the way we're learning is very clear. It's about Layla. Choshech. Laila is what Galus is all about. Darkness. Let me read you over a Rambam. Rambam, I printed it out for you so you can take it. Rambam, his Sefer Torah Ha'Ola, brings a story about Plato. You ever hear of Plato? Not the stuff that the kids play with. The Chacham, the genius, the professor, Plato. Professor Plato. Shapalti ha-filosof ha-gadol bal Yerushalayim. Plato came to Jerusalem in the Nebuchadnezzar. Huh? Plato was a big professor, big philosopher. So bal Yerushalayim. Plato came to Yerushalayim with the Nebuchadnezzar. And after the Churban, he went to the Harabayis. Listen, they wanted to marvel over their conquest. The Ras Yirmiyah Navi made him kail nihi v'kina l'Churban. And they found Yirmiyah standing by the Beis HaMikdash, crying bitterly, bitterly, bitterly. Yeah. Vayishalei ha'faltin shtei sheilas. Ha'faltin asks him two questions. Plato asks two questions. Ato, you Yirmiyah HaChacham B'Yisrael, you're the wisest among Klal Yisrael. Madu ata boi chaleitzim avonim? How could you cry over a stone, a building? It's a building, at the end of the day, it's a building. How could you cry over a building? Beis, harei habayis panechrav. It already was destroyed. Ve'ein roi l'chacham lifkais alav. You can't cry about spilled milk. I once went to a doctor, ear, nose, and throat. Matter of fact, I sent some of you guys there, Dr. Shohet, okay? So Dr. Shohet likes to give speeches. That's what he likes to do. He doesn't let you talk. You have to listen. That's our doctor. Kitzer, all his speeches revolve around behavior modification. Very good. Right? Behavior modification. So what's his shtickle Torah? Shtickle Torah is that a person should never feel bad about anything. That's his Torah. What is it? What's his Torah? Nothing. He says that he has a sheet that makes sense because that's how he is. Nothing. Nothing in the world should ever concern you. Why? Because the moment that the situation is over, so any emotion that you have about that situation is a wasted emotion. And therefore, if you could do something positive in the future, then you should think about it instead of feel about it. And if you just feeling bad about something then in the past, because nothing to think about, because it's only feeling now, there's nothing you can do about it, then it's a feeling, so it's a wasted emotion. Its purpose, I remember we explained it, its purpose has passed. Alright, to make a long story short, this is what Plato, but this is what Plato was teaching him. Harei habayis kvarnecha, ve'ein roi l'chacham lifkoi sala ovar. Alright. Hey Shiva Yirmiya. So Yirmiya answered him, you're a tremendous philosopher. You know what? I'm sure you have many questions on philosophy that you don't know answers for. Plato says, for sure, of course I have tremendous, of course I have questions. I have unbelievable questions. I have questions nobody in the world can answer me. Yirmiya says, you know something? Give me a few of your good ones. Take your best shot at me. Go ahead. Let me hear what you have. Give me a few good svikot, a few good what do you call that? Dichotomy is not dichotomy. What do you call it? When it's a Steve Mineo Bay. What do they call it? Huh? Paradoxes. Give me some of your paradoxes. Okay, and I'll answer them. Yoimle svikaisav. So Plato tells him a few of his. By the way, it's not a storybook. It's Ramah. Let me tell you, Ramah was a paisik in Shulchan Aruch. So if he told you the story, you know it's halach, it's not some hacking a chinek, you know. It's not, excuse the expression, not art school books. It's a real story. It's a maisa. The Yirmiya pashat loyes kulam kil achayad. And Yirmiya answered each one, man, this is your question. Gave the answer right away. Plato was nidha me'oid, the tama. He couldn't believe, he was shocked. Wow! This is stuff I thought about for years. I didn't have an answer. How could it be a Yalud Isha that a person who is born to a mother, a human being, should have such wisdom? So Yirmiya says, now you understand. All my wisdom comes from these stones. See? All my wisdom comes from these stones. Interesting. That's what's so special about the Beis HaMikdash. Sounds familiar, no? The wisdom that came from the Beis HaMikdash is what Yirmiya's bemoaning.
Huh? How to understand that?
What?
How to understand that wisdom came from?
I'm gonna explain. Gotta give me a few minutes still, but I'm showing you a tremendous yisod that there was something about das and chokhmah that Yirmiya felt he lost with the Churban Habayis. And Ha'ir Rabati Am, Rabbas Hadeot. It was the city of knowledge. And this is what we're mitabel. And therefore, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Das, Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamo. Al Sheilascha Shnia. What about your second question? That how could you cry for the past? Who cries over spilled milk, as they say in English? That I can't answer you. Because this you are not capable of understanding. Telling the genius, the guy thinks he's the biggest genius in the world. He said, this I can't, this is not for you to understand. So Simcha Zisel from Kelim explains, Rabbi Yopliyan brings it down, famous verse. what was the answer? And the answer was that we're not crying on the Avar. We're crying on the Asid. We're crying that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Elosh Ezois Enga Yachalam Asuga Lahav. Yeah? You listening? The answer to the second question was, we're not crying on the offer. We're crying for the us. We're crying for the future. I don't understand that. You see, I have a very hard time understanding what the guy doesn't understand. What, prayer? If it's such an important thing, this home, this Beit HaMikdash, and you understood how important, that's why you came to destroy it. So you can't understand why we're sitting and crying to pray and begging Hashem that it should be rebuilt. What does Reb Simcha Sisson say? What does he say? I don't understand the answer. He's saying that you can't understand. Dr. Simcha Sisson from Kelim, you know what that means? Because he's not down. He's not crying for the past. He's crying for the future.
No, he can't understand.
What's so hard to understand? So hard to understand. I'm going to explain this. I'm going to explain this. The difference between Eretz Yisrael and Babel. Babel, Galus, what's the difference? You have the paper that I gave you. Where's the paper one? You took it away from me, someone took it to me?
Yeah, this
one? The paper one. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Maybe this one.
Yeah, this is what I was looking for. Okay. The Gemara tells us in Baba Batra, that Kuf Nun Chesam in Beis, we have to take out the Gemara, that Avira the Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Avira the Eretz Yisrael Machkim. The ear of Israel makes smart. You know, it's interesting, they bottle ear from Israel. Put in a can and they sell it to you. Daf Kuf Nun Ches Amud Bet. You ever saw it? Air from Israel. You never saw it? You saw it? You ever saw it? You never. How come no here ever saw it? The shtick that they play with the tourist, right? That you could take the air of Eretz Yisrael and bring it to America. Now, do you think that Avira the Eretz Yisrael will be marked? Let's say a guy has that ear and he takes it in. Will that be machkin? Will that make him smart? Do we mean avir? Avir, literally the avir? And would it work in a different country? Avir deres Yisrael machkin. You have the Gemara avir deres Yisrael machkin? Read it. Gemara, he brings quotes, somebody, no? No, doesn't quote. Okay. Askedekach, there's a Gemara in Beitzah, Davdalim and Aleph, that we pass on like Rabbi Yechon. You know why we always pass on like Rabbi Yechon is? Since Rabbi Yechon came from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yechon was very, very smart, because Avir is Eretz Yisrael back. Gemara in Beitzah, Davdalim. Raf, you want to read that Gemara? Huh?
Sorry.
No, Avir. Okay? So, you go to Eretz Yisrael, we pass him like you. So you have to learn also, but that's the starting issue.
So what do we do again?
That's a good question.
Dalit,
Amut Aleph, Halacha to Rabbi Yechonin, because he came from Eretz Yisrael, and Avir is Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead, read.
One second.
No!
Wait, I'm looking.
Okay. Okay, while he looks in the Gemara, let me tell you over the Gemara. Another Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Chav Hey. Rafi, you have the Gemara. Don't lose these Gemaras.
Halacha Rav Yochanan.
Oh, Halacha Rav Yochanan.
Rav Yochanan, lo kashari el lagoma, the machar el yom, the atanya chal, remember? It doesn't say why.
Halacha Rav Yochanan
or Rashi Shed.
Yeah.
I don't know, see, no Rashi.
No, so it's clear. Halacha Rav Yochanan can't make the show.
Halacha Rav Yochanan.
You?
Didn't get to the bottom of it, maybe.
Ah, yes, the kasha. Says it clearly. The halacha is Rabbi Yochanan because he came from Eretz Yisrael. Ooh, okay, I have to look it up again. I remember clearly in either the Rashi or the Gemara said clearly the halacha is Rabbi Yochanan because he was in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I don't remember, but I thought it was here. Amalecha. Okay, I remember. Okay, I have to look it up again. I'm almost positive it's a Klara of Rishon. Rishonim say Klara. Okay, so, anyways, the Gemara Baba Basra says that where did they put up the Malamdi Tanaikis? Where did they put up the Chadarim? No, where did they put it up? They put it up next to the Beis HaMikdash, Kimetiyoin, Teitei, Soiro, Mitvar Hashem, Yerushalayim. So Toysa says, Omid Beis, Shemay Shivim, Melamdei, Tinoikis. Says Toysa, what's the reason? The reason is because that Yirah Shemayim, yeah?
Okay.
No? Yeah. But the Tyson, out here, Shemayim, no? Borsaki. Tadira. I spoke it out yesterday. Kimitzioi teitzei toiro O dvar Hashem Yerusha. Here it is, Chafala. It says like this. Kiskinu shiyu, it's Chafala. Kiskinu shiyu Moishivim alamli tinoikis Yerushalayim. They set up the yeshivas in Yerushalayim. My drush Kimitzioi teitzei toiro. From Tzion comes Torah. Therefore, Torah, fasting, Yerushalayim. Aviro deres Yisrael, machkin. What about Bava? How about Bava? Is Aviro de Bava? What happens to Aviro de Bava? Yeah, Sanhedrin Kuf Tesam and Aleph. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Migdal. Mashkech. If a person, go ahead, do you have it? Kuf Tes, Amir Aleph, Migdal. Then the Gemara says, Bavel, Bursaki, no? Amarat Abir Migdo Mishkach. You have it, it's right before the two dots. Amarat, read Rafi. Amarat! Let the person next to you read. Amarat! It's right before the two dots. Amshi's dying, you see Amshi's dying? The line on top of it. Amarat. Avir Migdal. Avir, yeah. Avir Migdal, yeah.
Amar Avir Migdal.
The ear of the Migdal, of the. You know what the Migdal? Babel, the Tower of Babylon. Avir Migdal.
Mishaker.
Makes you forget. Of course, means forget your learning. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Says Rabbi Yosef. Babel. Ubursif. Simin Rala Torah. My Bursiv is where they make the tanneries. Okay, so this is Simon Ra.
Was that one making one?
Bursa.
No, that was one of the cities. Chalav, Babel, and Bursiv in Gittin.
Bursa.
Shein Sham B'nei Torah.
Shein Sham B'nei Torah. Yeah. Bursa, Shrei Kamei, Kalei Mishka Chadam Kal Mashalam. Yeah. Babel, Ubursiv. Maybe that's the name of the place. Okay, Bursa. Simon Ra, Lataira. Tilayma Mishkach Adam Kamashalam. Okay. I thought it was something else. Kalayma Shmom Simashikri. Okay. So let me ask you, what's the reason for this? Why is Bavel, Migdal, why does it make a person forget his Torah? So there's a very interesting Rashi.
In America, it's make four.
Why does it make you forget? Why is this Mishkach? No? Merois Hamigdal. Yeah, what happens? No? Misha Oime Tavu Hamigdal Varei Aviru Mara Goy Vishaloi Shekein Nigzal Oysa Makai Sheyishkach Lekache Matzmer Shokwitz Lashayna. That there was a Gzeira. There was a Gzeira for Shikha. It's a special place of Shikha, says Rashi. Interesting? The Aruch says a different reason. The Aruch says the reason why it's Mishkach makes you forget the Migdal, because since they were married in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since they went and they mored against Hashem, therefore the place makes you forget Torah. And the Marsha brings it down. Yeah. The Marsha says that it comes out of big chidush. If let's say you're not mamish in the Migdal, or you're just in the tail of the Migdal, maybe you should make a nafgamina. The surrounding areas of the Migdal. How about Bavel? Doesn't say how much of Bavel. You know, Bavel was a very big place. So if you look at the Be'er Sheva wants to say also in Bavel is the places around the Migdal. The places in Bavel, which surround the Migdal, will have this halacha. It's an interesting topic, no?
Yeah.
Tell me, wasn't the Ben Ish-Chai from Baghdad?
Baghdad.
Yeah. Isn't Baghdad Bavel?
The Gemara is Bavel.
Yeah.
You're laughing. Do you know that there's many Mefarshim want to say that in Bavel they were Hitzdayen in Pirpul and not in Bekius because of this reason?
How was?
Rabbi came from Egypt. Daddy, so what do we do? What do we do? Very big problem. We have big problems in Gemara. What's to me? Hafler fella. Tell me, which yeshiva does the Magid Shir know this to talk about it? This is stuff you're not going to hear. I know, because it's years of things flying through my mind. Years of staying up, learning. It comes back to me once again. Information comes back to me. Okay. Why is it that Bavel no good, and Tishol yeah good? And you would come and say, because that Tishol is good, and Bavel is no good. And Tzadik HaKayin says a whole different psalm. Tzadik HaKayin says, well, you know why? Because Shem and Zayis is only there to show. And Shem and Zayis is good for memory. While in Bavel, they didn't have Zayis. They didn't have. What are you laughing at? Kain Kasav HaGayin, Meirenu HaKayin Milublin, Reb Tzadik. Says Reb Tzadik, Eretz Yisrael were bigger b'kiyim and shas. Yeah. Avaloi kol kach meful palim, but they weren't so big in pilpul. V'hipucham b'nei bavel e'charifim meful palim, v'loi kol kach b'kiyim. You like it? It's interesting. How come you're not looking inside? I made you a copy of it.
Which one is better, though?
Stop with that. Please don't bother me. V'yira ilu luzu. The reason for this, you want to hear the reason? So you would say, better, worse, I have a reason, says Reb Tzadik. Because the Gemara in Ha'iri is Dafid Gimel and Beis says, Aragel B'Shem and Zayis, Meishav Limud Ishalayin Shana. And the Gemara in Menachah says, Eretz Yisrael, Matech Shri Gilem B'Shem and Zayis, Chachma Mitzuya Behem. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chavav and Aleph says, Lini Ad Lakas Neiris, Delav Dafka B'Shem and Zayis, Mishum Demash, Yasu B'nei Bavl. What is the B'nei Bavl going to do? They don't have Shem and Zayis. They had a lot of dates. Yeah. Now we understand why in Eretz Yisrael they have the keys, and why in Babel they have pilpul. Therefore, gevalik in memory. Well, the Babel tomorrow, Mesukim Amayulim Lechachma, sweet, you know, carbs. Carbs is very good for memory, good for pilpul. When you want to say a good lumnish, I think you need a good piece of cake, a good carb. You get tired, but that's whatever. And you don't remember. You should know it's 100% true, by the way. The science of this Ritzada Gakai is 100% true.
What do you remember? What
is it? First, the sweet, what makes it is it makes your mind, it gives you a boost. But then you don't remember so much what you learned.
Well, that's the pshat.
100%. No, I can tell you this as a metzias. I know this is a fact.
You tired and because you move balls.
No, you don't remember. It's a quick jolt, but it doesn't last long. It doesn't.
But if the red is down, then you remember.
It doesn't work that way. I'm telling you, it doesn't work. Shem and Zayis is a mile that does something to the brain. I don't know. You want to know more science behind it? I'll tell you what the more science behind it is. But all right, but don't. I know be the brewer of what the science behind it is. But then again, it might change. Carbs make cholesterol. Shem and Zayis is the ultimate to bring down cholesterol with Shem and Zayis. Shem and Zayis has not the other fat, the
monounsaturated
fats. It has the healthy fats.
Polyunsaturated fats.
Polyunsaturated fats is called. Okay? You want to bring down your cholesterol. You want to bring down your cholesterol. Yeah, eat Shem and Zayis. You want to bring up your cholesterol? Eat sweets, eat sugar, eat carbs. It's 100%. And how do I know this? Because you study the Atkins diet, which works. 100% works. Meaning that the science behind the Atkins diet works. Because I know I did my blood tests. Every time I did this, my cholesterol went down 100 points, 80
oil. Let me drink oil.
You could drink oil. You could drink whatever you want. You don't stay away from carbs. And the minute you eat a little bit of carbs, potatoes bring up the carbs, it brings up the cholesterol in a not normal way.
Of the fruits.
Fruits brings up the carbs. It brings up the cholesterol. It brings up cholesterol. It's a pelvic thing. You cut your carbs, green stuff, because you're cutting the carbs. The minute you cut the carbs, now memory has some cholesterol. And you know what the pell of it is? They know that the Alzheimer's now, they're working with that now. But the mind, the memory has a lot to do with the clogging of the arteries. It's a pell to contain the way the science is so real. Kitzis and Bavel, they ate a lot of carbs. In Eretz Yisrael, they did Atkins. Therefore, they remembered a lot in Eretz Yisrael, and they remembered very little in Bavel. Okay, now, Kilashi Yisrael Yeshir Shem Azaibo Tmarim, okay, the Mina Perim Irina Say Nayim. Very interesting stuff. Okay, now. Okay, let's go by. Now, this Rabbeisai is very, very interesting.
Bring the oil.
Okay, this is very interesting. I would say a little bit different. I would say a little different. Why is Avira the Eretz Yisrael Machkim, while Avira the Bavel Mishkach? And I want to be Mechadesh, but it's not only Bavel around the Migdal, that the second man the Amr is Bavel anywhere in Bavel. And the Rai Yisrael Tzadik says it that way. I don't believe they wrote the Shas only around the Migdal. Written in Bavel. I don't believe that Pumpadisa was next to the Migdal. All right? So what's the Pshat? Pshat is like this. Gemara in Ksubis Tav Kuf Yud Aleph says, Kol mi shetor be'eretz Yisrael kimi sheyesh lo Elohi ha, as if he has a God. Kol mi sheloi dor be'eretz Yisrael dor b'chutz lo'etz kimi she'ein lo Elohi ha, as if he has no God. Kuf Yud Aleph in Tubot. Okay. Listen carefully. What are we missing today? What does the Churban mean to us? Lamaase. Guess what? Like Ramesha writes, we're doing pretty good. We have yeshivo. We have learning, and then we have going up to the mountains. The whole Catskills is one big matzav of learning and yeshivas and camps, and it's all set up with the hatzala, and then what happened? What's so big? What about Mara? Can you imagine Galut? This is Galut. What's the Galut about? What is the Galut? And the answer, Rav Nassim Lacht Fogel used to say over all the time. You want to know what Galut is? Hayaragi Loimer Chazal Magdir Mlanu was called a Churban B'Shisha Milim. And Nasi used to say that the Chazal taught us what the Gaul is in six words. The Gemara in Brachas says that when the time that we say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Oy Lebanim Shigalu Ni'al Shulchan Avihem Ni'al Shulchan Avihem Oma Mashgiach Adam Yachalias Yehudi Tayyu. This could be a good Jew. Asayne Yid Yehudi Yafemot. Choyim et Tayyu Mitzvus. Zeloi Maspik. Obviously, it's not enough because you see that we're missing something. Something's wrong. We're in Galut. Tzarich Ladash Yesh Ovi Shabashamayim. Tzarich Shde Yechayet Loy. Ovi Shabashamayim. The Shulchan Ovi. To connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be mekushar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ze lo yishai b'li koyach hayira. Rak im koyach hayira margishim she'ayin l'usei melech ma'achar m'mocha. Later on, he also brings that someone who was close to the Mashgiach was set over that on Tisha B'av, after the kinnis, Rav Nassim used to go back and forth and scream out, Oy lo yilabonim shagalu me'al shulchan aviyim. Oy loy lebanim, oy, that's what you say over this chazal many, many times. We don't realize that we're living in choshech, certain darkness. There's certain darkness. What do I mean by darkness? I don't mean pain necessarily. I don't mean pain. I mean something else. I mean blind. Either mimashmesh. Could you imagine that someone has a house and the father prepares food, shulchan ha'av, and yet the child doesn't see that the food is there, and he calls up people, relatives, you know, I'm starving, please get me food. Please get me food. He puts all his mamatzim to get to be masik. And the truth is, there's something called av and shulchan av. I'm going to explain to you what I mean. You ready? I'm going to explain to you what I mean. Galta Yehuda me'oini u'meroi v'avoid. What does that mean? You know what that means? Galta Yehuda, we say in Necha. Galta Yehuda me'oini u'meroi v'avoid. What is me'oini u'meroi v'avoid? Poor and too much work. Overworked. So we went into Galut. Is it better over here? It's not better over here. What does it say? I'll tell you that me only mirai vavoida loy matzam and uva. What's the next words? Uva goyim, not uva goyim. What's the next words? Who has the echa? Here, Galta Yehuda Me'oni. He ashva bagoyim. Loi matzam anoyach. It's not better. How many people live in Eretz Yisrael? They're poor. They're overworked. Come to America, you're still poor. You're still overworked. It doesn't change. As a matter of fact, you might have been poorer and even more overworked. This is the type of galut we live in. That we lack the shulchan ha'av. We lack the guidance. It's all the urpal, choshech, darkness. This is b'mchshakim hoishivani Hashem. Bilbul. When a person doesn't know. And I'm going to show you in what this comes to how should I say it? How does it be put, mikoach el apoel? Rabbi Aaron, in his sefer, says something very interesting. Rabbi Aaron Kofi. Rabbi Aaron in his sefer says like this. You know what churban is? Yisrachkut misad haboira v'astoras ponis. Hashem goes away from us. Is Masir et Apanim. Gamu Tova Sein Lufi HaMatzav. It might be for our good. But Hashem has gone away from us. That is Masir et Apanim. Because the Purush Bekra Rega Echad Ele Bekir Becha Bekir Yisicha Ki. Okay. Sorry, that's not the one I want. Oh. You know what Mikdash is there for? To bring Hashroas Hashchina. The Beis HaMikdash brought great opportunities for Kedusha, growth. You notice that we don't have anything that guides us today. We don't have a Navi. We don't have the Ur V'Tumim. Yeah? Ukishalei Amdu Madrega Lassus and HaKadusha Efshad Nigra Machurban. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kim, that they told the Vuchanetz, you think you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? You didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Kim Chatchina Tchines. You ground up already ground. Because the Klal Yisrael destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Hainu should strike the Kadusha HaMikdash. I says Rabbi Aaron and Murray the Kash. I we pass in Kedushas Hamikdash Kitzul Lasa Lavai. that the kedusha mikdash forever vanichnas l'sham betum achayev kares gam bezman hazeh. Aval ha'hashra begolus, the open hashra atashchina. Haynu atayelus v'salosh nekabu mizeh, that we could grow from that, we could have from it. L'zela inu ruyim v'nesal kashra hazeh. The shchina's there, but we don't see it. Gilu Hashchina is not there. There's Astaras Hashchina. You hear? The Zehu Be'etzim HaChurban BePnimius. Sounds familiar? That's the Churban BePnimius. We don't feel Hashem. We don't see it. We don't. The Chol HaNasa BeGolus Atkuf Yisenu Harei Akol Kitoitza MiHaChurban. Everything that happened. Nice. Give me another paper, no? It's supposed to be a fourth page of my papers. No, did you put it?
No, what is it?
No, my own papers. My own. Okay, yeah.
There's one of this one.
The Chol Anasa Begolus At Kufeisenu Hare Akoil Kitoitza Me'achur V'nimtza. He says a tremendous chidush now. Comes out Shaloi Rak B'chetoeinu Nigrim Churban HaMikdash. It's not that with our sins the Mikdash was destroyed, ki'oinish alachet, as if a punishment for the sin. Ach etzem achet hi guf ha'churban. The churban is the chet itself. Not that we do aveiris and this causes churban ha'mikdash. The churban is the chet. The churban is the richuk from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is it a piece of rabar? It's Moirik. Nebuchadnezzar, Hichriv, Eitzim, Havonim. What Nebuchadnezzar? Nebuchadnezzar destroyed a building. Havel Eitzim, Achurbim, Hu Chachet. The Chet. Ka'amav, Sifri, Laisas, Okei, Lashem, Shalayigma, Havonim, Lahachav, Zed, Doima. By sinning, you know what you're doing? Lenoitzeit, Evan, Minam, Isbeach. It's as if you're breaking a stone from the Mizbeach. Ulamaychik as Hashem. Barei mefurish b'gemara. Asiyahu da'as hagram ashari. Ayil ask that this is only ayde gram. Mam is breaking the base hamikdash. Ach be'em ezu asiyah mam. It's not true. That's called breaking the base hamikdash. It's not a gram. Love this. Shiva. It's not a gram that I'm destroying the avne base hamikdash. But rather what? By doing chet, what happened?
That's the way you destroy.
That's how you destroy the base hamikdash. He brings the pasuk. Loisasim l'shem l'shem l'shem. Sifri. He brings the sifri. Rabar. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Piece, no? It's Kabbalistic. Beautiful. Now I understand. Very nice. I understand. That's called binyan. The Rihuk. The fact that I'm far, the fact that I'm, how do I say it, tatumu, I'm blinded, that itself is Khurban. That's Galus. To call me Shiesh Leidas, Ilu Nivna, the Yama. I'll tell you further. Call a misabel, whoever's being misabel, meaning he knows that it's missing. The meila ki roya v'nechmos. And now, it's now. It's not about the bricks. It's not about the building. The building might be later. I was thinking of an interesting thing. You know, there's a machlekes. If the Mikdash Shlishi will come down straight from heaven, or we'll have to build it. Some say they'll come straight down. What?
Mikdash Shmuel.
We learned it in the Shami Shmuel. In the Shami Shmuel. We learned it. It's not like it, right? Rashi.
Sukkah.
What do you do if you hold it as a mitzvah to build a mishkan based on mikdash? Why would it be that it came down by itself? You have to build. there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to build.
That's how you build it.
That's how you build it, Rabbi Sai. That's how you build it. Zaycha v'raya v'nechmasa, it's now. You're building it now, Rabbi. Actually now, the bricks. Breaking it is a chet. Building it is the Torah and the Avodah. The longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how you build it.
From the first two words.
What?
From the first two words, that's the same mechanics.
Could be. Yeah. Chilut. The first two, the pshat was that there was a chisaini to Gemara the Pnimi. Throughout the Golus now, it's time for us to build the third one through the Pnimi. Through the Golus, Rabbi Yisrael wants us to build the Pnimi. This Rabbi Yisrael, I think, is the pshat. Golus, Evel is not on the binyan of Mikdash. Now I want to go back to the Ramah. Why am I crying? The answer is the Da. Crying on the Avad? No, I'm crying on the Asid. Well, he doesn't understand that person could cry on the Asid. Missing the point. The point isn't that he's not crying to Hashem on the Asid. He didn't need to say I'm davening and praying to Hashem on the Asid. Kol HaMisabu Yishalayim is now. He's building the Beis HaMikdash now. That's what he meant on the Avar. Of course he's not crying about the Avar. He's fixing the Beis HaMikdash for the Asid. He's fixing the Beis HaMikdash.
That he can't understand?
That he can't understand. You want a guy to sit and understand that a person with his kirba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's building a physical with bricks.
Nice
hair.
Shame.
What?
Why are you crying? I thought Rebbe was going to say this. He understands the crying.
Fazik, Shmak. That's the Zaych of Arayim and Echmasa now. That through the person's being Mesabel, the Mensch Alein is building, himself building the Beis HaMikdash. This Ramah said that Plato, the guy, couldn't understand.
That means what? Darkness never covered his eyes?
No, it's not Pshat, he's being davening to the Rebbeinu Shlomo on the Asid. So what does the Altim Kalam say? Couldn't understand that. Why can't understand that?
Already he was building it.
That he's building it through the...
How is he able to build it? He has the Hakara? He was never blinded?
The Hakara, the Zoycha, the being Mis'abu al Yerushalayim, the longing for the Beis HaMikdash. That's how lame is the opinion. Zoycha, the Raya, the Nechmasa, now. He's doing it right now, he's doing it. The Mela, this is the guy who couldn't understand Zab Yirmiyah, the Ramah's words. The Mela, this is that's the Pshat. The Emes, what do we mean, Mesabel? Echa, Yashav, Ha'ir, Rabbat, Yom, Zeya, Chachmas, Hatayr, that's lacking. Shakim, Hashemani, Hashem, Kimei, Sa'il, the Chayshach that came from the Beis HaMikdash. The Churban that came, the Chayshach and Churban that came. The Mela, this is the Ramah. Oh, so this is the Avodah. What's the Avodah? I just understand that the reason why you're blind and the reason why he all the bad things that happen because Hashem is not with me. And the moment a person lives, Hashem is with me. I'm a Ben. Al Shulchan Aviv, that itself is the beginning of the Yeshua. That's the goal.
What about
your
Shalayim?
The what?
Your Shalayim, why
are
we not
on your Shalayim? Yeah, because I'm saying about it's not the walls of the Beit HaMikdash. That's not the Eitz Mabonim. It was the massive of life in Yerushalayim. It was the Kimitziyon Teitzei Torah. Elite Tzion, Kimitziyon Teitzei Torah, Elite Tzion Varela. It's about don't say only Yerushalayim, at least Tzion. Can you see how he takes the Torah? The Chachmas HaTorah, the Gadlus HaTorah, the great. I rather saw that someone would say that Avir Deretz Yisrael Machkin is more in Yerushalayim than anywhere else. It's from Chaim Pelagi, I saw it somewhere.
I just don't understand.
Yeah. Maybe it's more in Yerushalayim than anywhere else.
Why not Beit HaMikdash? Why not Beit HaMikdash? Why not Beit HaMikdash?
Because Beit HaMikdash is a building.
It's only coming to be a
chetim so that Yerushalayim should have Ashura that's all
if you're able to have a Hakara without that
that's right
then why when Mashiach comes we need a Beis HaMikdash then. If the Akara is there, why don't
we? Okay, we won't need it. We'll have it.
Why?
We'll have it. It's a symptom that we're having.
It's a symptom that you have
But you don't need the actual building then. That means that you have to write a car.
What is
that?
You
can leave all the smarts, leave everything off. You have to make copies.